an awkward silence while the strange chap in the stripy shirt wandered around. Morning all. Hi. My name's Nick. I speak English with no accent at all. I grew up in Birmingham and emigrated about 20 years ago and spent about 10 years living in Denniston, not a million miles from here. I grew to love Glasgow traffic lights. Grew to love Glasgow. We moved north. I stay in Alva, up in the, right at the bottom of the Ocles. They start pretty much literally in our garden, where my family are today. They send their love. I had a little proud dad moment over the summer. My kids are 11 and 8 now, but we were visiting friends in, or family, sorry, in the East Midlands, and we dropped in on Drayton Manor theme park. I don't know how many of you have heard of it, but it has what was voted Britain's scariest ride, which is called Apocalypse. It's basically a tower the height of Nelson's Column, and there's this long building. You kind of queue. The queue's not very big for it, funnily enough, and you sit in the thing, it sort of wheeks you up 170 feet in the air and then stops. And it waits for 3 seconds, and then it takes a photo of you just as it drops you. And it's 3.5 seconds. It turns out I can sing a really good gravelly-throated top A in zero gravity. So, yes, long build-up, and then your sort of brief moment of terror. Welcome to the world of the preacher. I'm here basically to tell you about the work of Christians Against Poverty, and I'll touch on, of course, what you are about to start doing here. And when I say CAP, that's the acronym Christians Against Poverty. So just to clear up any confusion, it's a lot quicker to say, and we will be finished today if I use the acronym. So I'm kind of a CAP speaker. The way CAP works is it's organized centrally in Bradford. I'll tell you a little bit about the history in a moment. But there's an army of kind of CAP speakers who, like me, you are looking at 50% of the Scottish-based CAP speakers. The other chap lives in Edinburgh, I think. And so we're volunteers. CAP does employ people because I love the way they put it. They say we're evangelists who happen to offer world-class debt management. And to be world-class, you have to dedicate yourself to it 35, 40-plus hours a week. So CAP employs people. I'm not one of them. I'm here for fun. CAP to pay for my diesel, so it's all right. I'm not going to starve. But CAP was set up about 15 years ago. I'm kind of half doing the preach, and I'm half speaking on behalf of CAP. So I hope you'll excuse my consistently referring to notes, but they do kind of, you can only be yourself, but they do kind of like us to stick to the theme. So I only have 7 pages, and I'm not going to do them all. There's a great email from Stuart. With thanks for having such safe hands in which so much can be left, I will be praying with for you from Bankery. So whether Stuart normally retreats to quite such a safe distance. As I understand it, preaching works something like thus. It is not the case that I am a spiritual person who can hear God and you are a stack of numpties who can't. You know that, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood didn't reveal to you that Jesus is the Son of God, but my Father in heaven. If even Jesus, as the preacher, didn't hold himself as kind of, well, I'm here and you're down there, then much less am I going to. So here's how I understand how preaching works. Obviously, I've spent some 25 years as a Christian preparing for a moment such as this. You have your own walks with God, some of them rather longer than mine. So while I'm speaking, God can speak to you. And what's important about what you take away from today is not what you know, but who told you. And if it's only me, or say the words of a song, however good that might be, or otherwise, it won't produce any fruit. But if it's the Father in heaven, you'll carry it forever. And so that's my hope for today. Well, thank you for the invite. Ooh, I better start my 11:25. So I've got about 20 minutes or so, and I trust me, that's a limit, not a target. So I'm going to talk a little bit about CAP. I'll introduce the CAP money course, which Elspeth and Isabel, and who else have we got? We've got at least two. And Neil, oh, there's good. Well, it starts a week on Thursday. Thursday's a good Christian day of the week, presumably at 7:30 in the evening or so, which is a good Christian time of day. I went on one some while ago. My wife and I have been using what we learned there ever since. It hasn't miraculously healed us in the sense of anything we needed, but it's, by golly, it's changed our lives. And I'll tell you how. I'll talk a little bit about that, the wider work of CAP, about God's heart for the poor, small matter of. I'm going to ask for your money. Tink. I may as well be honest, but I'm not going to ask for much. Luke chapter 16 and a couple of verses in. I guess some of you who've got Bibles, if you'd like to follow it, it's Luke 16 and verse 10. You may just want to listen along. It's a very well known passage. Jesus is teaching about the shrewd manager, who's an interesting character, not particularly godly fellow, but Jesus kind of mentions him in dispatches. And he says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So, if you've not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And the point about CAP money is to make money your servant, not the other way around. It's quite interesting, actually, how many... My job is kind of complicated. I used to work for Prudential, programming their mainframe, along with about 400 other folk. It's a big mainframe. And I left that about 6 years ago now to do something else. I didn't know what. It's like, Abraham, come and leave that and go to this that I will show you. So people say, well, what's God called you to? And I was like, I don't know yet. We just know it's exciting. But I want to do... And we work with the unemployed. And I want to do things that are radically different. And I want to change the way the world views the unemployed. And so that's kind of the root of my interest in a group like CAP. Because they want to change the way we view the poor. Christians Against Poverty attacks poverty in the UK. I mean, they know there's poverty overseas, but you don't have to go overseas to find poverty. And I have a lot of conversations with people who say, yeah, Nick, this is how the world works. And it's funny how people who are devoted to money despise any other way of living. But God has other ways of living, if you believe all that stuff. I keep telling people, well, if God exists, he can pay your mortgage. And the creepy thing is, the only people who have a problem with that I've met have been Christians. That scares me. But CAP's idea is that you learn to be content to live within your means, which many of you are, many of you know you ought to be, but aren't quite. Statistically, most of us Christians, there's kind of some things we are like, some things we've read that we should be like, and we kind of feel guilty because we aren't. So I hope you'll forgive my projecting my kind of what we've got onto you. I'm not trying to be rude. But there's a knack to knowing how to live within your means sometimes. Certainly with money as electronic and imaginary as complicated as it is today. So CAP money, and the gang will tell you all about how to do it. CAP does two things, prevention and cure. CAP money is prevention. I'm on page 2 now out of 7, so there you go. We're on track. The CAP money course, and I don't want to bang on about this, but I do recommend it. Leslie, I did my degree at Cambridge, so on paper I'm clever, but I only got a 2-2 degree, or a Bishop Desmond, as we used to call them. Amen. Thank you. Leslie studied at Durham, but she got first. If I pause like that, it probably means I've made a joke and it's gone down badly. I have a long history of such. So on paper, we can handle, and we both did science degrees, so on paper we can handle numbers and money and arithmetic and concepts like that. But we still made a complete mess of how we managed our money. We basically were drowning in a sea of useless data. And there are other people who hate numbers who are at the other end of the spectrum. But the point about cap money is it's really simple. It was developed over about 3 years by the chap, John Kirkby, who is a professional Yorkshireman. The professional Yorkshireman is like the archetypal Scotsman, only not quite as generous. And he spent about 3 years developing that. And it's been run and tweaked and polished over the years in several hundred different churches. In fact, over 1,000 churches running the course now. The notes we've sent out are updated from time to time with numbers like this. There are over 3,800 cap money coaches, delivering it to an estimated 15,000 people this year. Cap money is not for people who are massively in debt. So if you're already struggling, I'll come to that in a second, in itself, it won't help. It just helps you study. It will help you study the ship, and it will help you stop getting in debt. So if you're a student, and one or two of you possibly are, certainly you look about the same age that I was when I was a student. I'm 43 now. Good age to be. I'm in my prime. Those of you studying maths will get that joke. It's a prime number. Amen. Thank you. It's a really good way to get to sort of enter the world of having your own budget and hit the ground running there. For Leslie and me, we weren't in debt. Leslie was in graduate employment. I have ADHD, which kind of means you tend to struggle with employment. One or two nods of recognition around. I'm the happy kind, it's all right. See, I've done it. I am infinitely distractible. We on paper were good with money, but in practice weren't. But CAP works whether you are or you aren't. We've got our credit cards under control now. We know exactly whether we can afford something. We've got this, it's the October half term up in Clackmannanshire as well, and we've got a budget for it. We know exactly how much we can afford to spend on Sensations at Dundee and skating at Stirling and diesel to get places if it ever stops raining, which I don't think it will. Another thing is CAP is, it's a useful outreach tool. Now, please don't misunderstand me there. You probably come across this idea. If you want to try and run a CAP course to get people into church, it won't work. But if you run a CAP course because you love people, it becomes obvious. That sort of thing bears fruit. Drop that in. I think there's a lot of good stuff here in Partick Trinity. But just let me encourage you to start off on the wrong footing. Let me not encourage you to start off on the wrong footing. Let me encourage you to start off on the right footing. The scary thing is this could be broadcast on the interweb next week, because I've already listened to Stuart just to kind of see what sort of things you're used to. At this point, there's a very good DVD that CAP have produced that literally gives the face-to-face, that's some talking heads testimony in Yorkshire accents, admittedly, but you can understand them, talking about what a difference CAP made to their life. And I went through the DVD and thought, right, we want this track, and it is currently sat on the landing windowsill in our house, where it has a very nice view of the Oakles, but it isn't a fat lot of use to us here. So, at this point, you're supposed to get a break from listening to me talk and watch a DVD. But, welcome to the wonderful world of ADHD, I put it down and it disappeared from my world altogether. But the best way to cap money is to come along and see. Get a hold on how useful it is, and then think, you know, we could bless people with this. The wider work of CAP. CAP actually started, John himself got into terrible trouble with debt. He had been in a very highly paid, very successful job, which basically fell out from under him. People get into debt for a whole load of reasons, and I've had this conversation once or twice. Oh, you work with people who are in debt. Well, isn't it their own fault? Maybe. People get into debt because of addictions, not necessarily to drugs or alcohol, maybe to gambling or just retail therapy. People get into debt because they lose their job, or they take a pay cut, or one half of a couple loses their job. People got into debt back in the 80s when interest rates spiraled. People who had budgeted for, you know, had bought houses that they could afford, suddenly find that it cost twice as much and they could no longer afford them. CAP really doesn't care if you are in debt, how you got there. What we care is how you're going to get out. About three quarters of clients who come to CAP have had problems in their marriage due to money. A large proportion have contemplated suicide. Very many people, probably within 5 or 6 miles of where we are sat or stood here this morning, will have missed meals to feed their children or pay a bill. And that's what we mean by poverty in this country. We're not downplaying poverty overseas. But you don't have to go far to find poverty. A quarter of CAP clients miss meals regularly. And when a CAP worker goes to the house of someone who has contacted CAP because they're in desperate trouble, in about 1 out of 4, there's no food in the house. And one of the things CAP sometimes does is go to the supermarket for them. Many people live in fear of opening a letter or answering the phone, because some of you may know this, and for obvious reasons, I'm not going to look for who's nodding, but if you're in debt, by all accounts, not just loan sharks, but reputable companies and banks that you have heard of, that the taxpayer owns, will phone you 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day demanding money, not a bundle of fun. So when people come to CAP in need, they're in need. People are in prison, essentially, the way John puts it. The bars on their prison aren't physical, but they're there nevertheless. They're as strong as any maximum security jail. Many people have visited their GP due to debt-related stress. Marriages break down through debt-related stress. In fact, 1 in 4 couples split up due to debt. And God cares. As I say, CAP doesn't care how anyone got into debt, through reckless overspending or through the loss of a job that you could do nothing about. The symptoms are the same. Now, there's a CAP centre. This is the sort of the cure side of what CAP does. It's a big commitment to run one of those things, obviously, because that's a full-time job but a job. It's a day job. You can't just do it evenings and weekends because of the amount of commitment and effort it takes. I gather that Finley Memorial just down the road have one. So you may well like to keep tabs on how they're doing and get in touch and support. Interestingly, CAP doesn't get any support from the government. This is deliberate. Back to my previous comment. CAP are evangelists. who happened to offer world-class debt management. And it started out because John himself got into debt and ended up sleeping on a friend's floor. He had two daughters at this point. His marriage had broken down. Well, I've met his family now. So he's kind of learned through all these things. John is a bit of he's kind of an interesting character. He's sort of a serial entrepreneur. And if he weren't setting up a charity that changed his life, he'd be setting up something probably less useful. God kind of got hold of him. And so CAP is kind of founded on an understanding of what it's like to live where these people, and you'd be surprised who is struggling in debt, live. A little bit like, in the person of his son, God didn't sympathize from above. He says, God lifted me out of the miry clay. Well, actually, what the psalmist doesn't say, perhaps because he didn't know, perhaps because his wildest dreams weren't wild enough, God got into the miry clay with us and wheeled us out like that. And interestingly, the CAP Center, they kind of... If you're going to go and work for CAP centrally, you have to know, you have to learn what it is to pray for your salary each month. Because you're helping people who are praying for their food each day, and many of them don't know who to pray to. John has written a biography, an autobiography. There's pictures of his family on the back, and my claim to fame is I have stayed with two of them. So you can have my autograph afterwards if you like. I have a box full of copies of these, which are, I don't even know if anyone does sell them. We give them out for free, not entirely free. Quite possibly when you got here, around on your seat is a card such as this, the purpose of which I'll explain. I did promise, and this is where I make good on my promise, to ask for your money. This morning's offering is not part of, it's not being taken up for CAP. The church, the daily run, day-to-day running of the church is completely separate. What I would like to ask on behalf of CAP is that you join us in becoming what we call a life changer. Life changers give us an amount each month. I think the smallest in the country is £1.50. But, a cup of coffee each month. So that CAP can, to help with CAP budgeting. CAP don't get any support from the government, and that's because if you are going to be funded by the public sector pull the strings of what you can represent and whom. In fact, CAP have just been forced to leave Advice UK, which is an umbrella organisation that helps people in debt, because CAP will not stop offering to pray with people. CAP essentially sent out a press release saying that, we felt we amicably split from Advice UK. And CAP have not attacked Advice UK for this, but I would like personally to add something on that. I don't say this on behalf of CAP per se. It's easy for us to complain that, oh, the world are Christianophobic and they're judging us and they're persecuting us. Perhaps we should not judge them too harshly on that. Because for generations, we have made huge claims, come and believe our creed or you'll go to hell, without providing the world a fat lot of evidence that we're any better than anybody else. And it's easy to continue to demand our rights without presenting the evidence of God's love, without presenting the world any reason why they should let Christians into their home and pray for them. Actually, CAP money is a good way of doing that. As I say, we don't do it because we want to drag people into church, but we do it because we love them and we realize that they are struggling. Back to the freebie book. All I would like to ask is that if you didn't get it, if there's not one of these, there's one per household, so there may not be enough for one each, but I got plenty more. You can come up to me afterwards. I will happily hand you a free copy of this. The only price is that you fill in one of these. And what happened is I'll take these away, and a nice person from CAP in Bradford with probably a Yorkshire accent. I like Yorkshire accents, actually. No, that's not very important. will phone you up and ask if you are willing to commit to giving a small amount each month. At no point are you actually committed to doing it. Filling in this card doesn't commit you to do anything, but it will prompt you to think about it. Please do not give what you can't afford. There is such a thing as a gift of giving. Paul mentions it in Romans 12, which, as I understand it, is the ability to sort of tap in supernaturally to resources that you don't yet have and give and minister to people out with your means without ever going out yourself. And if you're sat there thinking, well, maybe that's me, no, probably not, you would know. Cap doesn't want to get people into debt. Cap wants to get people out of debt. Please do not give what you can't afford. Please do not give what isn't yours. But if you're willing, and you can, then please fill in this card, and I will be around afterwards. I'm not rushing away, although I do have some garden to dig this afternoon, but before the rains come again tomorrow. But I will be happy to give you this. What am I doing? 19 minutes, 20 seconds. That's pretty close. CAP is basically funded by donations. So the people who go into people's homes, whose job is to go into people's homes, the groceries, which is the first thing they've eaten often for days, or the first healthy thing they've eaten for weeks, are all funded by folk like us. The world-class debt management that is provided, they have a couple of guys down there are specialist lawyers who work in for a lot less than they would earn in the private sector, but who work full-time, because the whole area of bankruptcy, for instance, and insolvency is very complicated. There are a lot of cowboys giving expensive and wrong advice out there, but CAP, and this is the last point I'm going to make, is always free at the point of delivery, and that's the point. When CAP knock at your door to help, they will never charge or ask for anything from the people who've already got nothing. That's the whole point. So please consider. I would ask you to pray for it, but you kind of wouldn't pray about going to McDonald's or buying a coffee. And those are the amounts we're asking for. So if you are able and willing, then thank you very much for doing that. Please fill one of these in and give it to me afterwards. I have an order of service here. There was another awkward silence while the visiting preacher wondered what to do with the remaining 15 minutes. Awkward silences in church could mean anything, couldn't they? They could mean... I grew up in the Church of England, and it, you know, the sort of Anglican prayer book has little bits in blue where it says, silence may be kept. And believe me, we could keep silence. And you know, is the spirit moving? Is everyone bored? Is everyone awkward? Is everyone hungry? Is everyone thinking, you know, what's on the interweb? Is my team playing today? Did New Zealand beat Australia? Did England's opponents win? When's he going to stop? I'll help you out, Nick. Cap Money Course, Thursday week. Go for it.